Text reads, in 1946, two legendary artists began collaboration on a short film. More than half a century later, their creation has finally been completed. The same message appears below in French. Now, two names are signed on a line. Salvador Dali, Walter E. Disney. The names fade away and the line becomes the horizon separating a blue sky from a desert landscape. Stone resembling a human head and shoulders juts up in the center of a craggy rock formation, and a dark-haired woman fades into view over it. She walks toward a towering triangle, one side of it adorned with three-dimensional shapes, including a human figure with a bird on its chest, resting a hand on a clock.
Now I can smile and say.
The woman shuts her eyes. Now, under a night sky, she towers over the triangle and picks it up. As she pulls it close to her body, it disappears into an opening in her flesh. Later, the woman stands by the clock as the moon walks behind her on spindly legs. As the hands of the clock catch fire and melt, the woman spins away, finding herself face to face with a man with closed eyes. She moves her lips close to his, then recoils as his features melt away into tiny butterflies, leaving behind a faceless, armless figure. Turning away sorrowfully, the woman heads up a winding path revealed to be a band of fabric draped on a sculpture of a deformed body. Wearing a flowing dress, the woman breaks into a joyful dance as she passes various statues. One holds a glass, and white dandelion seeds drift off another. As she reaches the top of the sculpture, the woman passes a cluster of figures with eyeballs for heads. The train of her dress catches on a hand protruding from one of the eyes, and the dress comes off as she slips into a large conch shell. As the shell falls off the sculpture, the woman dives out, landing on a giant phone receiver. Now she opens her eyes, which fix on the towering triangle. Lowering her gaze sadly, she notices the shadow of a bell tower, which stands alone in the distance. As she approaches, her shadow overlaps with that of the bell. She outstretches her arms, the combined shadows resembling a woman wearing a gown with a voluminous skirt. Kneeling, the woman dives into the shadow. As she stands, the shadow of the bell becomes a cream-colored gown around her slender figure. She spins, floating in the air as her long black hair flows upward and the gown skirt flares out around her hips like a bell. As she dances away from the triangle, a pebble bounces down its base, creating a rippling spotlight on the ground that immediately shrinks. The woman's graceful balletic moves carry her across the desert. As she throws back her dark hair, her head becomes that of a dandelion, and a few of its white seeds drift off in a breeze. The human figure on the triangle slumps forward, and a colorful bird flies out of a hole in its chest. The face of the clock glows, and the figure drops to the ground. The glowing clock melts into streams of light that cling to the figure's hands and ankles, holding it back. As the figure strains toward the dancing woman, a man bursts out, leaving behind the towering figure's skeletal remains tethered to the clock. The man inspects a melted watch on his wrist, which the colorful bird pecks, cracking the face. The hands start moving, and black ants crawl out of a triangular hole in the man's palm. The ants morph into men with handlebar mustaches riding bicycles with bread loaves on their heads. A white dandelion seed briefly touches the man's palm before floating away. As it lands on the dry ground, it transforms into the woman, her black hair whipping around wildly. She and the man lock eyes. She opens her arms, but as she steps toward him, the sand around her sinks, revealing a labyrinth of stone walls between them. They reach for each other, but walls and other obstacles keep them separated. Lowering her gaze mournfully, the woman spins, sending flocks of birds up a wall. They soar through a high window and past the man, who tracks their flight through an arched opening. The man smiles as the woman steps into view beneath the arch. She drops to her knees and extends her arms out to the side, becoming the nose and brow in a sculpture of a man's face. The arch forms his long hair. The man steps through the face and wears a baseball uniform as he emerges on the other side. He sees a ball lying on the flat ground, and his eyes widen as two grotesque heads ride on the back of tortoise shells. The heads near each other, the negative space between them forming a ballerina with the ball for a head. She rolls the ball gracefully along her arms, then flings it toward the man, who hits it with a baseball bat. The ball is caught by a mitt, which turns into a piece of bunched fabric shaped like a heart. Appearing before it, the man hugs the heart closely, condensing it until it's nothing in his hands. Now, a view glides toward the figure, restored on the triangle, the bell perfectly framed by the hole in its chest. Dandelion seeds float gently through the cavity. A title appears, Destino. Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.